Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's citrus industry does not face a threat from a new greening disease. That is the official word from the Citrus Growers Association, reacting to media reports yesterday that the industry has been imperiled as a result of an outbreak of African greening disease picked up in Gqeberha. A statement from the CGA, quoted by Engineering News, says the disease is under official control in South Africa through the prevention of movement of propagation material from greening areas to greening free areas. Notably, says the CGA, the disease cannot spread by fruit or seed. Therefore, any suggestion that export citrus can spread this disease is incorrect. It adds the disease has been reported in South Africa since 1932 and has been managed with great success since then. Government rules on BEE may be about to change to accommodate Elon Musk's high-speed satellite-based internet service, Starlink. News 24 Business reports that Communications and Digital Technology Minister Solly Malatsi is about to issue an urgent policy directive on equity alternatives to the 30% equity rule in the communications industry. It's understood that Starlink has been held back from applying for a license in South Africa by the rule, which says 30% of any communications company operating here must be owned by historically disadvantaged groups. South African consumers are becoming more financially polarized. That's according to the latest mid-year research by Nielsen IQ, one of the world's leading global consumer intelligence companies. Some 42% of South Africans report that they are better off than this time last year, while 33% indicate they are worse off. Top concerns include rising food prices, followed by increasing utilities costs and the threat of an economic downturn. As many as 83% are seeking income streams beyond their primary jobs to pay their way. Turning to the markets, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both ended last evening flat. London's FTSE up 0.25%, while in New York the trend was down. The Dow, the S&P 500, both off 1%, the Nasdaq slightly more. Tokyo this morning down 1.2%, Hong Kong down a whopping 6.1%, Sydney down 0.3%. US dollar unchanged at 1.10 to the euro, the rand at 17.46 to the dollar, 19.18 to the euro, 22.86 to sterling. Gold at 2,644, platinum 968, bitcoin 66,622, Brent crude oil slightly easier, now back down to just under $80 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.